Petey the pirate set sail off to the west. The wind was in his hair, and the sails were flapping as he sailed as quick as can be. He had just heard about a magical creature that was a talking parrot, but the parrot would give you 3 wishes. And so Petey knew that he wanted to find this parrot before anybody else, because if somebody else found the parrot first, the parrot could only give 3 wishes in its entire life. And so Petey floated and sailed towards the special place where he had heard that this parrot lived. You had to sail to a far-off island, and once you were at the island, you had to use a map to find exactly where the parrot is. But there was also a riddle with the map that Petey and his shipmates had to figure out. They sailed and sailed and sailed. Along the way, there was a big storm, and the water splashed onto the deck of the boat, and the lightning crackled, and the thunder roared, and the wind blew, and everybody was so afraid that the ship might fall apart and break. It was quite a while before they got through the storm, but they did get through the storm. And luckily, not all the sails had ripped, so they could still sail towards the magic parrot. And what they figured was, is that if they found the magic parrot, they might be able to wish something into fixing the boat. On the way, they decided to stop at a little alcove right near an even bigger island than the one they were going to. They decided to park their boat, disembark, and start looking for supplies and food. At this point, they were getting quite low. They had been on the water for over 2 weeks, and they had gone through quite a bit of their food and rations. They searched and searched the island, and at first they couldn't find a thing. But then they went to the inside, to the interior of the island, where there was a big valley. And at the base of the valley, there was a big, giant pond. The pond was so big that you could see either side, but just barely. And to swim from one side up to the other would be quite the task. But while they were standing on the side, they could see shrimp and prawns swimming through the water. So they knew that they could jump in and catch some to eat. Luckily, in the bottom of the boat, they had their trusty net. And they got out, and the crew spread the net out as far as they could, and then they all threw it together. Splash, and hit the water, and sunk slowly. And they waited for a few minutes, and they pulled it in. There were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of prawns. So they collected them and took the shells off and put them over the fire and cooked them. They had so much shrimp, they all sat and ate for hours and filled their bellies up so full that they could not eat another bite. But they knew that prawns wouldn't be able to last a long time in the boat, so they needed to find something else. So they kept searching, and they found just what they needed: a giant grove of coconut trees with lots of coconuts on each one. So one of the crew members, who was an expert climber, climbed up all the coconut trees and pulled down all the ripe coconuts that he could. They even got the coconuts that weren't so ripe, because they knew that they could just leave them on the deck and they would ripen slowly. And then they'd be able to eat those too. They got bags and bags and bags of coconuts and filled the storage of the ship. And after everything was full to the brim, they decided to set back out on their trip to find the magic parrot. They sailed and sailed and sailed. And soon they got close to where the map had said the parrot lived near this island. The island was called Flam Flam. Petey thought that was a funny name, but he didn't care. He knew that the parrot was near Flam Flam. So he searched and searched and searched. They sailed around the island a bunch of times, and then they decided to anchor the boat and go into the island. But this island was tiny. They'd be able to go over the entire island in less than a couple of hours. And so that's what they did. They searched from one side of the island to the other. They couldn't find a thing. But this island, even though it was so small, was quite interesting because it had a peak up at the top, almost like a giant mountain that went down into the water. So they hiked up to the peak of the mountain and looked around. Still nothing. They could not figure out where this magic parrot would be. It made no sense. And so they went back down to the beach, set up camp, and slept for the night, knowing that in the morning they would try again. That night, when they were sleeping, they started getting restless early in the morning. All of a sudden, in the morning, they could hear,
"What are you doing here? Why are you all sleeping? You're so silly."
And Petey jumped up and said, "That sounds like a parrot to me." And he started searching everywhere to see it, but it was nowhere to be found. "Where is this parrot?" he thought. He could not figure it out. And then he listened again.
"You can't find me."
And Petey looked up and thought exactly what he was thinking about before. He must be at the top of the mountain. But we looked there. Where is he? And so Petey started towards the peak of the mountain again. Even though all his crewmates were still sleeping, he was determined to figure out where this parrot was. Climbed and climbed and climbed, and soon he was back up at the peak. And all of a sudden he heard,
"Oh, there you are."
And he spun around and looked. Still nothing. "What was this?" he thought. "Why can't I find this parrot?" And then he pulled out his map and looked again. And on the map was the island, but above the island were some clouds. And he read what it said right near the clouds. It said, "Turn on the peak and you will see the parrot will be right where you need." So Petey thought, and he said, "Turn on the peak. Well, I'm on the peak of a mountain. And if I just turn around completely one time, I would be turning around." And so he did that. And all of a sudden, he got sucked up into the air and up into the clouds. And he was just floating there, like somebody was holding him in the air, but nobody was. It was like he was just hanging there, floating. All of a sudden, the parrot appeared.
"Oh, you found me, huh? I guess I have to give you my three wishes."
And the parrot said,
"I've been preparing for this for years. So what are you going to ask for, pirate? More riches? A nice big boat? You don't know what you're going to wish for, do you? But it's going to be something about money or greed, isn't it?"
And Petey laughed. He told the parrot, "Well, you're right. When I heard about you, the first things I thought of about making my wishes were going to be having a bunch of money, having a new ship, and having all the gold in the world. And the parrot laughed.
See, I told you.
And then Petey said, but then I thought about it some more, and I decided that I have much better wishes. And the parrot said,
All right. I'm waiting on you, buddy.
And Petey said, my first wish is to be healthy and live until I'm old. Not too old, but old enough to where I feel like I've experienced all I needed to in life.
Okay, granted. Oof.
And Petey felt a little weird, but he felt great. And the next thing he wished for would also surprise the parrot.
Parrot said, what now? Gold? Money?
Petey said, no. My next wish is to be happy. Parrot said,
like right now?
Petey said, no, I want to live a happy life and make sure that every day I'm happy, that I find things that make me happy no matter what.
All right. Okay, there you go.
Bling. And all of a sudden, Petey felt so happy. He felt so happy that he got to have this great adventure to find the parrot. He felt so happy to find the parrot. And he just felt happy to be alive and to be able to meet this magical parrot.
All right, okay. What's your last wish, buddy?
And Petey said, well, my last wish is that I meet somebody that I love and that all my family